You got, I got a lot of tired
this morning. I got a lot of tired.
The kids keep you up all night?
I couldn't sleep, and so I went and took some melatonin, and then it finally dozed off. And then at 3 o'clock in the morning, you got the little kiddo getting into bed, and then you're sleeping with a drunk octopus for the rest of the night. So
I told my wife that analogy one time, and she loved it. Due to its accuracy. And
its accuracy?
That children growing four different appendages in the nighttime.
Yeah.
And just flapping it around.
Yeah. All right, buddy. Hey, guys, welcome back to the podcast. The Ron and Randy's Audio Hour is what we're
calling
Ron,
you're
going
to have to ramp this up a bit. Your energy level is at a 4. I'm going to need it at a 7. All right?
That's a big gap.
Yeah, you can do it. All right. I've got faith.
All right. All right. Well, let's take a deep breath.
Think about all the goodness in your life. Think about jumping in a ice cold river in the
Colorado Mountains. I'm back.
All right, there we go. I'm ready. You're sounding a lot better now.
How you doing, buddy?
I couldn't be better.
Yeah. You seem to really like those Sennheiser headphones that you reviewed. Are you keeping
those? Steal them
from Josh? Be like, Josh, I'm keeping these. I love them.
Yeah, they're getting lost in the mail. Just kidding. They're on the way back with delivery confirmation required. No, don't get me wrong, dude. Those things. You all right?
Sorry. I apologize. Okay. Yeah.
No, I'm not. You don't need to apologize. I just want to make sure you're all right.
I'm fine.
It's a chicken bone? Like a wing?
Chicken bone. I apologize.
For breakfast? Yes. Habanero? No, those things were detail, mm-hmm. instrument separating, layering, mm-hmm. extraordinary.
Stuff playing out here, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Extraordinary immersive experience.
Mm-hmm.
But when I'm paying or when someone's charging $1,400 for an open box or $1,700 for new, it better have some bass extension and it better not have weird metallic resonances at the top of male vocals and with female vocals. That's it.
Yeah, the
That's
metallic resonance thing was interesting to me because I never caught on to that when I had mine, but I didn't have the 800S. I had the original 800s. But what's fascinating is I think that the reason for the 800S is the 800s had some funky stuff going on up top and they tried to fix it. Attempted to fix it. I don't know. I don't know the details, but anyway.
I bet Josh knows the history on that. Well,
he does.
In talking to him, the 8XX from Drop is happening.
Yeah. That's going to be interesting.
I think it even says in the description, or Josh told me, I don't know. I didn't read the description, that it's trying to fix some bass issues and maybe some resonance issues. So maybe what I was hearing is actual reality.
Maybe. I would hope so. I hope you weren't hearing make-believe. That would be weird.
No.
So,
I mean, and don't get me wrong. I mean, I went into that knowing that I was going to judge that product more harshly than I've judged anything else.
Well, you kind of need to. You know, as the price goes up, I mean, let's get real about this, and I deal with this all the time. It's like, if I've got a speaker that is $5,000, it better be damn good. Like, it can't be kind of good. It better be damn good.
I mean, I think we have a right to have much higher expectations as the price
goes up.
Unless it's made out of, like, mahogany from wood from your farm that you grew up on or something like that.
I agree with you.
Although I don't know many barns made out of mahogany.
It would be nice if there was.
It'd be like a palace.
Yeah.
What are you doing this week, Ron? What are you working on?
I'm going to be doing 2 5-minute reviews. This is going to be like a new idea
What?
Yeah. Yeah. One is almost done, Randy. I almost knocked out a complete review. And it's of...
Is it of a coffee mug?
These little guys, the KLH Fusions, little
KLH is going to rock you.
True wireless earbuds.
You remember that
song?
Then
I'm going to do the Meze Ray Solo. And I think what I'm going to do is just take out 5 minutes of the my favorite things that you said, and that will be my review. And then that one will be out.
Yeah, don't blame you. Yeah. Work smarter, right?
I'll just do a deep fake. I'll just have my face on you and run with it. We'll see if anybody notices.
Yeah, they'll notice that you gained about 70 pounds. Dude, you totally missed my KLH joke.
What'd you say?
KLH. KLH is going to rock you.
I don't know. What is that from?
It's from the, I think, late 80s.
Was that before? Was that before Cars, Randy? Was that before Cars?
No, dude. This was in the golden era of music. KLH. KLH is going to rock you.
KLH is going to rock you. I like it, dude. Well, that's cool.
You should look that up. I got some. I got a really nice comment. You know what? I think my shutter speed is way off. Look at me.
Yeah, you're like. I usually set mine to 30 frames per second to match the StreamYard frames FPS. So.
You want me to fix it, or are we good?
We're good. That. I think me and you and maybe our moms are going to be the only people that are watching this podcast. So
right. Yeah.
I'm not worried about it. Hi, Mom.
I don't think my mom knows how to turn on a computer.
Dude, it's hilarious. Literally every single Instagram post, every single Facebook post, every single review that I do, I always see share AZ. Good job, son. Yay. I'm like, Mom, Mom's stop proud it. Of you. Stop you know it, what? Mom. Mom, all my
just
friends
drop me
are
off here.
Here.
Don't say anything.
Don't say anything.
I was going to say something, and then I forgot because the middle of my sentence interrupted the beginning of yours.
We were talking about KLH is going to rock you, and then we deviated from there.
Deviated septum. How do those wireless KLHs? Well, I don't want to give it away. Never mind.
Give it away. That's the purpose of the podcast. We have little secrets in here. So only the people that are watching the podcast, it's a reward. They know the secrets. So what do you want to know?
It's a reward, yeah.
It's a reward.
Great job. You get to listen to us babble on for 40 minutes. Now, what do you think of them? Are they good?
Yeah, they are. I actually break it down in the review.
You take them
that.
Apart?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Functionality is so-so. And so with these guys, they they have voice commands and then they have tap commands. I do not like the tap commands, and I mentioned this is a feature that I didn't care for. There was a day where I was out riding my bike and my hands were cold and the tap functions didn't work at all. Like
no,
I couldn't.
Darko
I'm like
talked about that.
Smacking the side of my head and I'm like, this looks ridiculous and this is not working. I don't mind the voice commands. They did seem to work out quite a bit better, but I'm going to be honest with you, bro. All of these like voice commands, tap commands, dot, 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 dot. You know what I end up doing? I just use my phone and I'm like, go to the next track. Find this, find that. It's like, what do we have there?
I've gone down a rabbit hole. I bought these at retail. Yeah.
What are those?
Okay. Have you ever heard of Anchor Solutions?
Yeah.
So they're all over Amazon. They make like really good like power strips and stuff like that. They also have a line of wireless noise canceling headphones, that type of thing. Those aren't noise canceling, but that's one of their upper tier. And if you look like go Google or go on Amazon and do like Soundcore headphones, there's one of them that has 67,000 reviews, like
really?
4.5+ stars. All right. So those are in-ear studio. I don't know, something like that. I'm going to do a review of them, but I also have two other ones. These little guys, I think that's a Mifo 09, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I even talked to you about them when I first got them in.
These are the little cheap, like Chinese ones. You're like,
well, they're not that cheap. I think they're still like $70.
Okay. At $70, I feel like they need to be good. They might not be great, but they should be good.
Well, the bottom line was, with my experience with the Solos, the Ray Solos, I'm like, all right, maybe I need to give these things some more time. And I did, and they got better.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you looking for something? Did you drop something on the floor?
No, I got a little icon here showing that our connection is not good, but everything's still working, so I'm not going to worry about it. I was just worried that my internet was going down. So I was like,
hey, you checking it out?
Went over there. Yeah.
Making sure your kids are holding the wire together. Don't move, Georgia.
Yeah, so you're checking out IEMs, man. You're having some fun. Yeah, Georgia holds the router. She makes the internet work.
I thought she held like two.
Honey, make daddy love you. Hold the router.
I thought she held like two uninsulated pieces of lamp cord together.
Am I doing it right, Dad? Am I doing it right? Yes.
Yeah. So I've gone down a rabbit hole, and here's the thing. It's not really... I don't know how to say this. Not a lot of people watch those reviews of mine, right?
Yeah.
But this is really for my own edification. Like, because I have started using these things. Like, I stick them in my pocket, go into the store to get milk, and then I listen to music. And quite frankly, it's been enjoyable. They're not perfect. Of course they're not, right?
Yeah.
But am I enjoying the music? Yeah. So that's my litmus test.
There you go. That's it. That's it, folks.
What's your other 5-minute review?
Other 5-minute review will be on the...
Ray Solos. You said that.
Ray Solos. Yeah. Yeah. So that's what I have. And then I'm working on this secret speaker that will be out in March. And I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to screw this one up. Secret speaker.
Did you edit out the last one? Ron, what are you doing? What are you talking
Ron, about? Bro, you just said the name.
Dude, did you watch my video this morning? Probably not, because you have a lot of tired.
I do have a lot of tired. I haven't. I know that it was of the SVS sound base, and I got through the sponsor, and I'll circle back around to it.
That was
Buffalo,
the only thing.
Buffalo Bills.
Did you get the reference?
Yes. Yes, I love the last line where, like, before he got in trouble or something like that. You just say it just so quick, like, before he got in trouble.
Got in a bit of trouble with Clarice over there.
It was distasteful. You know, people didn't really like that, so... That was great. That was great.
I had to blur it out with things. Yeah. I don't even know if I had to, but I just did it because.
Yeah. I don't know. Keep it PG. Keep it PG. 13.
Yeah. Yeah. Guess what
I
want to
talk about today, man?
What? What?
What are we going to talk about today?
I don't know. Speaker placement. We talked about that on the Zoom. Let's talk about your Zoom meeting. Your new patron Zoom only meetings.
Yeah, I came up with this unique idea that nobody has ever done before, and it's to do these Zoom meetings with patrons once a week. We meet every week, Zoom, and it was awesome, man. I had like 16 or 18 dudes in there, and we just got to know each other. It was really fun to finally put faces to names of people that I feel like I've known forever, and I'm like, well, hello there, and it was cool. It was a lot of fun. I enjoyed
it. Did you go around the Hollywood Square thing and have everyone share something interesting about themselves?
You know, it's funny. When we kickstarted, I didn't know what to talk about. And one of the patrons was like, hey, Ron, I have an idea. Why don't we just take a minute and introduce ourselves? And I was like, there we go.
Yeah. You know, he's been in a few team building exercises with his company.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Yep. Yep.
Yeah. It's been a blast to do those with my patrons because we're legit building like a fun little group.
Yeah.
And not only am I getting to know everybody, they're getting to know each other. And a lot of them live in, not a lot, a few of them live in the same area. Mm-hmm. And they've started doing like speaker trading, you know, try my
speaker.
That's
awesome.
And it's just so cool because... It just becomes, I don't know, I love talking to everybody that's watching my idiocy.
Yeah.
And there's so much, what do I call it, experience in that room that vastly outweighs what my experience is as a single person.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not only great just to get to know them, but it's also a learning experience. Every Sunday, I learn something new. And it's great.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's great.
It's yeah. Great. I agree.
Come on, Ron. You got it.
I had a lot of fun, dude. I thought it was a blast. I concur. Everything you just said is exactly how I feel about it. So I'm looking forward to seeing, you know, where that goes and try to be a bit more accessible to my patrons. I think that's important and get to know them. And
yeah.
Yeah.
You got a big gatekeeper over there.
Yeah.
Sarah, you got to get through Sarah to get to Ron.
Good luck. Good luck.
She's going to get you.
She's going to get you.
Poke you in the eye and put some Tabasco in it after she's poked you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That has happened.
it was a rough day over at the Brene sauce house.
Yes, absolutely.
What have you been watching on TV?
I don't watch a lot of TV, to be honest with you.
Well, that just sounded elitist, sanctimonious. You're not watching anything like Hell's Kitchen or anything like that?
Not so much. No, I really, I listen to audio on my downtime. So listen to hi-fi, listen to music.
What is your favorite record right now?
I think I mentioned it in your Zoom meeting. I can't say her name still. I'm not even going to try, but it's Dominique something or another. I've been obsessed with her record and been playing it.
Peel the onion.
First and foremost, I enjoy the music quite a bit. She has a beautiful voice, but more than that, I think it might be some of the best mixed records, albums, I shouldn't say records, albums, that I've heard in probably years. I think they're that good. They're stunning. And
what is it about it? Like the separation, the placement?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So for a lot of folks that watch my channel, what I go for is soundstage for me is paramount. It's king. And when I can get a performance in the room and speaker placement lends itself to being able to open up the soundstage in a way to where you actually don't hear two speakers in a room at all. And I don't stop working with a speaker until I get to that point where all I hear is the performance. And with these albums, they take that and run with it. And what I mean by that is... They're mixed really well to where you have some layering and some depth in the stage. So if she's singing front and center, then she might have elements that are surrounding her and stuff that is literally like behind her, like another harmony behind her vocal. And she might be singing one line behind her as she's singing the main vocals. And then she has harmonies off to her left and right. And they're like a foot forward from her. So you start getting this like layering type of an effect in the soundstage, and it's stunning. I mean, it's like, that's
so here's a follow-up question, because I first had that experience with the ELAC debut B6.2s. I called it the forward to aft, I don't know, soundstage or layering or whatever. If somebody has a speaker that, you know, maybe an entry-level speaker, you know, let's say a $200 speaker, are they going to get that same experience, or do they need something like something crazy, or is it mixed so well that you're still going to get it?
Yeah, you can. This isn't about like audio snobbery. I think that, and I've said this and I've tried to illustrate this so many times that I feel like I'm beating a dead horse at this point, but before we even talk about any upgrades, and I don't care what it is, name it. I don't care what it is. If you focus on speaker placement first, that is what is the end result is soundstage with speaker placement. Like, you can get this in most rooms, and granted, some rooms will be a little bit more challenging than others, and that's just the world we live in. And I've been there. I've been in smaller rooms where I haven't been able to get some speakers to disappear more than others. But here's what's interesting. a lot of the more affordable stuff, bookies, if you will, lend themselves by nature to have the ability to disappear more in smaller rooms, like moderate, you know, smaller to moderate rooms, than if you put a big giant $5,000 tower in there. That speaker is not going to disappear in a small room. It's not going to happen because physics will show up and say, no, thanks. That's, it just doesn't happen that way. And so I would actually say that, to your point, a lot of these guys that have, you know, smaller rooms, medium rooms, and they have a pair of bookies, the chances of them getting that speaker to disappear is actually quite high. I mean, they just need to experiment. They need to think outside of the box in terms of placement. And the biggest trick that I learned, and I learned this just by accident, is every speaker tutorial that I ever watched would tell you, start with the speakers on, we'll call it the front wall in front of us, and move them around and move them, you know, forward and back. And every time I messed with these tutorials, I realized, subjectively speaking, it always sounded good. Meaning, right off the wall, I was like, well, that's not bad. I mean, there's some things about it that I don't like, but making these small minor adjustments, it seemed like it was going from good to better, or good to a little bit better, small little movements. And so the purpose of LOTS and the experiment that I did on my own is I actually put the speakers literally, like, I look over and I'm looking at the side of the speaker. And when you listen to a speaker like this, you know it's wrong. You can't, there's not, it's like, well, that clearly does not sound good, right? You know it doesn't sound good. And when you start moving the speakers now forward, getting, you know, further away from you towards the front wall, there will be a point where it just snaps. And you're like, we went from crappy, 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 holy wow. I realized that that is a lot easier for folks that are having a hard time making these micro adjustments on the front wall. And they're like, I don't get it. It all sounds kind of good. You know, maybe more bass here, less bass here. But if you start with this and you move them this way, you'll have soundstage in a quick hurry. And when you do, it's just fine tuning.
You flipped the script on him.
I flipped the script on him.
You know, there's, who's that guy at PS Audio?
Paul McGowan.
Paul Giamatti. So I watched some of his videos and he was talking about the very same thing you talked about. But then he's like, I'm writing a book and it's going to be out soon. You know what I like about you, Ron?
Mm.
Here it is. Here's a video and it's for free.
Yeah, and I can't write a book, so.
You could. You could have someone write it for you.
I could have Georgia draw some pictures. Be like,
that actually is not a bad idea. Speaking of pictures that children draw, this is a picture that my daughter drew, and we put it on a coffee mug. And I love it. This is one of my favorite. It's actually a really good picture. It's fun.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can get this on here. Dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun. Let me get you. Whoa.
That's you.
There we go.
Look at that. Isn't that fun? The colors?
So cute. So cute. I love it, dude. I love it.
Actually, I don't have my skull mug anymore, Ron.
What happened to it? Did you drop it?
Nope.
Did you push a Polk speaker?
I sent it to Josh Fowler.
You were sliding a Polk speaker to the side and the mug was on the other side and it fell off and shattered. Yeah.
No, I dropped it into a box and sent it to Josh Fowler.
That's cool.
Thank you for the HD800Ss.
That's nice of you, buddy. That's nice.
He's a good cat.
Did you clean it before you sent it? I wouldn't have cleaned it. I'd be like, here you go, Josh. Can you do my dishes?
I did clean it. And I was like, when I was going through it, have you ever glazed like a piece of pottery or anything?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. So you can tell this thing was handmade because like the glaze, like it's sharp on there. Like if you could stick your finger in there and go like that, you might get a cut on it. So,
a little whack. Yeah.
Something like that. What else, Ronald? What's your speaker that you're listening to right now that you really enjoy that's not covered by confidentiality?
I've been listening to the JBL HDI 3600s and trying to figure those out. They're not bad. They're $4,000. Oh, and so, yeah.
It's so expensive.
I want to talk about it for a second. I realized something. And when we start talking about, you hear audiophiles say, this sounds forward, right? Mm-hmm. This is like a forward presentation.
Mm-hmm.
I was sitting here listening to these JBL HDI 3800s, and they're fine. And, you know, they do a lot of things right. I realized back to back when I played them, and then I played the Concept 500s, I played the Sapphires, I played my NXoticas, I realized that when a speaker plays a bit more forward, so when we start talking about that soundstage, when the whole band has kind of been shifted up closer to you, kind of like that front row type thing,
mm-hmm.
I like that less than when we have these Hail Mary type situations where stuff is like, it sounds at times where it's playing from the backyard. Like,
yeah,
that is out there in the ether. I love that kind of stuff. And with these JBL HDIs, they have a legitimate, you know, horn and, you know, aluminum drivers, so on and so forth. I don't know if it's just what they were going for, but it sounds to me like the band is in the room with you. And so mm-hmm.
That's cool,
I just realized like, this is not a knock towards it. I just need to figure out a way to say, if this is what you're into, this is what you like, this is the kind of engagement that you're searching
for. You.
This is a speaker for you.
Different flavors. But
it's not the one that I would live with personally. So, you know, I'll flesh that out when I get to the review.
Speaking of forward speakers,
mm-hmm.
Did you feel the KEF LS50 was a forward speaker?
No, I didn't.
Really? I thought mm-hmm. It was smack dab in my face.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. And what I use for to test if I feel like a speaker is forward or not is Hurt by Johnny Cash.
Yeah. Great.
Because he is so much
present.
He is way in front of the band.
Yeah.
Right?
Big, bold voice. Like, wow.
Yeah. And with the LS50, I thought he was like, nose to nose, smelling Johnny's gingivitis, you know, his gum disease, old man breath in my face.
Rest in peace,
and I didn't
Johnny
care
Cash.
For it. And so that's what I've always used. And so I, to my ear, the mm-hmm. LS50 was really forward.
Yeah. How do you feel about the UB52s? Do you consider them like a forward, or do they throw the Hail Marys? Where do they sit for you?
I kind of right in the middle.
In the middle?
Me.
Sure.
I just felt like that did everything right. Like, that's the first speaker that I've just been like, you know what? I got nothing to complain about except maybe the build, not the build quality, but like the finish on it. To me, it just did everything. It didn't seem like unnatural. Now, with that said, I didn't quite notice like any craziness or any standouts, but mm-hmm. the standout part of that speaker was I just thought it did everything perfectly.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you think is forward?
No, I agree with you saying that it would be either medium or medium. In the case of using lots, I can get that thing to throw some pretty good Hail Marys. But I wonder if this has more to do with just different ways of setting up speakers that it might have sounded that. Like, I might have agreed with you had I heard it in your environments, the way that you set them up. I might go, yeah, this does sound forward in this environment, in this situation. So,
yeah, it was in my office, which is kind of the first place that I start to critically listen to a speaker.
Yeah.
And I would pretty much keep the placement on all the different speakers the same for that specific evaluation or test or whatever. And that's the reason why I said I felt like it was super forward. Here's another follow-up question. So the UB5 first generation ELAC, mm-hmm. okay, I did not feel was nearly as forward as the LS50. Mm-hmm. However, mm-hmm. when I just was listening to that, and for a while that was just my speaker that I listened to, mm-hmm. I felt like when I was ABing the speakers, I was like, wow, this is way step back compared to the LS50. When I just listened and lived with it, it came back forward. Have you ever had that experience? Like your brain gets used to it and then it starts to kind of rearrange things?
That's fascinating.
Brain burning or burn braining?
It could be a thing depending on your brain's capacity. Your capacity is much higher than mine. Mine's like a 4. Yours is probably like a 4.5.
Yeah, I got like 4.25. 4.37. 4.33333333.
You know, I'll tell you an interesting story, Randy. Kind of, I don't think it has anything to do with what you specifically were just talking about, but it is interesting in that when I got in the UB52s, I got to work using lots, and I had them 8 feet into the room, 7 feet, 6 feet, ridiculous stuff, right?
And your room's like 10 foot?
My room is 20 feet deep and 16 feet wide, and I have vaulted ceilings. And the back opens up into a kitchen, so it gets back even deeper, right?
You got any wainscoting in there?
Any what?
Wainscoting?
I don't know what that is.
It's something that they do on the walls.
No.
What about that stuff they put up on the ceiling? You know what? Like the, what do they call that? When you got something in the corner of your ceiling and then, no, it's like a
like
thing.
Like crown molding?
That's
like,
it. Crown molding.
Crown molding? No.
You got the crown molding in there?
No, we do not. This is a rental home. It's like a townhouse-ish kind of home.
My
no
wife's a big molding. Fan of the, what did you call it again?
Crown molding. Yeah.
She likes that.
Maybe I'll install some later and see if Sarah likes it. I'll give it a go. I'll go find some random wood and
you can get some that just has like a double-sided tape and just slap it up there.
What was I just talking about?
I don't know. We started talking about crown
this is
molding.
Off. This is off the rails.
No, oh. You were talking about the UB52s pulled out into your room 8 feet. You have an 11-foot room, so it was really difficult for you.
So I'm trying to figure out these speakers, and I had the privilege of being the first review to release the UB52s, which was a huge privilege, and it was very exciting, and I want to make sure I got it right. So I'm
humble brag.
Yes. No.
Ron, I've thrown these jokes out, and I feel like you're angry at me. Are you resentful at me for my?
No, I'm not running on all cylinders. I need more coffee. I got a lot of tired. What?
I'm trying to get you back into it. I said privilege. You felt like it was a privilege. That you, yeah.
It was a privilege.
It really is. And for sure, that's no joke.
Yeah, for sure. And so I'm trying to figure out these speakers. And Andrew is the kind of guy where he won't give me any answers. He gives me enough of a nugget to chase something down. And then he wants to see if I can peel it back, which is awesome. And I like that about working with him. And I'm sitting here listening to them and I'm like, okay, I think it does this. I think it does that. Da, 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 da. And I sent them a quick Facebook message and I was like, this is where I'm at right now. But I just don't know. And he's like, well, Ron, how far out do you have your speakers? And he already knew. He knew I was going to be Mr. I'm going to pull them way out into the room. And I told him and he's like, well, Ron, I designed those to be closer to the wall. Dot, dot, dot. Like, now chase that, you know. And I did. And lo and behold, that was their resting place. And it was so hilarious because once I had them about 2 feet off the wall, everything that I didn't like about them kind of just snapped right into place. I was really enjoying them a lot. And then I messaged Andrew and I'm like, dude, 2 feet off the wall, these sound amazing. And he replies back, ta-da! He's like, it's great. So,
you know, it's interesting. Go on, I'm sorry.
Yeah, so just a real quick thing. I know it might sound like I'm always preaching this, get speakers off the wall, get speakers. And there's times where you should do that, but it doesn't mean that that is always the best scenario for every single loudspeaker. There are exceptions to the rule.
Do you know where I had the debut B6.2, sticking with here with the ELAC thing here? You know where I found them to sound their best? Legit, like a half an inch from the wall.
Really?
Yeah, and the reason why is because I felt like they were bass light out from the wall, and it was that's a huge departure, right? Because the B6s were pretty, you know, they had a lot of bass presence. So when I was like right up against the wall, all of a sudden everything balanced out, and then I got this crazy forward to aft layering that I'd up to that point never experienced with a speaker. Yes, I've heard stuff that was back in the soundstage or coming like it's from behind the wall, but I had never had, here's the vocalist, there's the instruments behind her, and behind her there, or behind that, there's the drum kit.
It's so much fun. Like,
whoa. And it was, but it was very specific. Like there's a lot of speakers, you throw them up, you don't really have to mess with toeing that much, and they're still going to sound stage and image well. But this specific speaker, I felt, had one of the most definitive sweet spots that I've ever heard. But once you get it right, there's all sorts of magic going on.
Yeah.
That's all I have.
I love it. That's awesome, dude.
What's your hat? What kind of hat do you have?
Cardis Audio.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got a Colorado Rockies hat.
That's also cool. Not it's as cool as mine, but it is
professional
cool.
Football team.
I wouldn't know. I thought they were a baseball team.
They're arena football.
That's cool. I don't know what that is. What is arena
kidding.
Football?
It is a baseball team. I was just kidding.
Okay.
Arena football is like indoor football, shorter field. Crazy. Think about football in a hockey rink without the ice.
Is this the kind that DMX plays? Is he one of those guys?
Yeah, he and Josh, you know, have a small franchise out there in Seattle and New York. No, it's really cool because, like, the sidelines, there is no sideline. So people are just getting rocked right over the thing. It's a lot of fun. Actually, one of my closest friends in the world was the head coach of the Omaha Beef.
Wow.
For a while. Yeah.
Well, that's cool. That's cool.
He's a fun guy. We used to headbutt each other in college.
Well, that's always fun. I've never been headbutted. I don't think I would want to be headbutted. I'd probably cry. Fetal position cry. That would be my strategy to get out of that situation.
Speaking of the fetal position and crying, we had a guy in the Navy that we found in engine room lower level in the fetal position crying.
I wondered if that joke you once made was based on fact, like if that actually...
There is a hint of truth to every joke I have.
I knew it.
And I felt so bad for this kid because that is a... when you're on your first patrol or your first deployment on a submarine...
Yeah.
Your peers have a tendency to be a bit demanding of you.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Sometimes if you're not mentally healthy, well, not even healthy. Yeah. If you don't have a lot of mental fortitude, you can find yourself in the fetal position crying, asking
pretty
to go
quickly.
Home for your mommy.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be me. I have no shame in saying that.
I felt bad for him.
Yeah. Yeah.
What else?
That's all I got, man.
Whew. Well, your plain enthusiasm and simple. Is off the charts today, Ron. I love it.
I know. I'm a hot mess, guys.
I'm sending out some IMs to one of my viewers. We were talking last night on text message, and I was telling him which ones I like, and you know what? And I was like, you know what? I'm sticking these in an envelope, and I'm sending them to you. You listen to them. You tell me what you think. You find the flavor that you like. Because he was asking me, which ones are the best? I'm like, bro, I can't say that because they're all different, right? They have different flavors. And then I'm like,
that's awesome.
All right, I'm popping these in the mail over to you.
That's awesome. I'm going to send you a pair of headphones.
What are they?
We've never talked about them. Maybe you've already spent time with them, so then maybe I should tell you so we know if you've checked them out. They're the Bayer DT 1990s. You ever spent time with those?
I have heard of the 1990s. I had a pair of Bayer Dynamic something X Go. Yeah. And that was from Drop. And I had them for about 6 hours before I put them back in the box and sent them to Drop or back to Drop. But that was before I would like stick with something for a while.
Do you know where you've seen the 1990s before and you don't even realize it?
Well, I think JV and DMX have done stuff on them.
I think it's at a point, if you Google Bayer Dynamic DT 1990s, I feel like I've done this, you'll see Mr. Valor. Let me see if I can do his pose. He's like...
Oh, that's the one where he looks like he should be on a
he's so happy.
A bench, like it's a cement bench, and it should say Josh Valor, Realtor. And he's just... He's looking so like happy. I would totally buy a house from that. Like he could just hammer the younger demographic, like people that are looking at their first townhome or whatever, and they'd be like, I want that guy to show me houses.
Yeah,
because his teeth were just glistening.
He's so happy. He's got those headphones on. He's thinking about
looking up horses, into the left, up into
horses
the left.
And a green field. And maybe he's on one of the horses. I don't know what he's
I
just
think
happy.
He's found like a unicorn in the clouds.
A unicorn.
Just loving it. Just
there's a like, rainbow.
I found a unicorn. No, yeah. I love that picture.
It's great. I love Josh too. He's great.
I was going to do a joke about that on the Between Two Speakers, and I totally missed it.
Yeah. So those are what I'm going to send to you. And the reason why is I sold my HD800s when I heard the DT1990s, which are way cheaper than the 800s were. And I feel like they do everything the 800s did and more. So
I cannot wait. Because don't tell me how they sound.
No, I'm not. They're terrible. You can keep them.
No, that's the wrong attitude. Open or closed back?
I think they're open, semi-open or open. So I can't remember. I think they're semi-open. I'm pretty sure. Someone will let us know.
Doing a review. I don't remember what the power is on this thing.
It's something.
Look it up. Google it.
Yeah.
Watch my horrible video about it.
Your videos are great, buddy.
I appreciate that, Ronald. Obi-Wan Kenobi. Hey, did you see the second season of Mandalorian?
I have not.
Do you have Disney Plus?
No.
I'm going to give you my login. Sorry, Disney Plus. Please don't shut down my account. I'm giving you my login. You got to watch it. You're a Star Wars fan, right?
Of course I am. Yeah. Yeah. Captain Kirk is amazing in those. He's
Bones,
my favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spock. There is the last episode of the second season. Is
this the one where people have like literally like cried on YouTube when they saw whatever happened or took place?
I don't know. I'm not on YouTube very much.
You thought all your videos were going to Vimeo this whole time? Oh, they're on
I just put
the
them
YouTube
out into
networks?
The I put them in the cloud and then they just show up where they're supposed
Are you
to,
on TikTok, Randy? Are you on TikTok?
No, but I have a TikTok story. Right. So my daughter's just like looking at her phone. And then I hear something upstairs one time and she's got like I put together here. I know it's hard to believe, but I put together a pretty decent audio system for all the kids. Right.
Awesome. You're a good.
I know
dad.
That's crazy.
No, it's not.
So
Shut
I'm
your
walking
mouth.
Out like 11 o'clock one night to, I don't know, put some powdered sugar and peanut butter and eat it out of the jar. And I just hear like it's a song, but it's like 5 seconds of a song just on a loop.
Oh boy.
And I'm like, Tay, what is going on up there? And she's like, oh, it's TikTok. I'm like, okay, I don't know what that is. And so the next day she's showing me, and it's this kid. He's got his hat on backwards.
Yeah.
And he's trying to pretend like he's country. And that's another thing. She always says, oh, he's country. I'm like, trust me, if you grow up in the country, that's the last thing that you want to think. Because I grew
this
up
kid there. Ain't out there. Yeah.
So anyway, like, that's a thing. People want to pretend like they're from the country. I'm like, no, you don't. Have you ever been to the country? Have you ever? Anyway, so I'm watching this and the kid's singing. I'm like, wow, this kid's pretty good. And she's like, well, no, that's not him singing. That's, I go, is he like lip syncing to a song? She's like, yeah. I'm like, why? She goes, well, that's what this is. I go, you're what? You're watching somebody else pretending like they're singing a song? And is that popular? And yeah, that's it. That's the thing. And I'm like, I can't believe this exists. But good job, TikTok, for letting other people pretend like they're singing actual artist songs and then have other people watch it.
The irony is that video is probably like tripled the amount of views all of our videos combined will ever do.
That's right. Some kid with his head on backwards with a flannel shirt on is some blue jeans singing a country song. I have another question. We've never discussed this. Mm. Do you personally know anyone that's into this hobby?
No.
You don't want me to say it?
No, it's great. I know where you're going.
Do you know anybody that's personally into this hobby that, you know, you do, okay, you do the thing on the Sapphires or you do the ELAC UB52s and someone goes,
man,
you
know what?
You haven't heard this thing until you listen to some George Strait or...
You get some Randy Travis on these speakers and your life is going to be upside down in a quick hurry. The timbre of his voice is undeniably amazing. And the leading notes and the velvety nature of that soft glow.
Lit from within.
It is lit from within.
George Strait is lit from within. I get recommendations every day. There's not a day that goes by that I don't get, you should listen to this song.
Guys, and Travis Tritt? Anybody? No? No?
Not one time. Have I ever heard a country song suggested?
Yeah.
Is that the weirdest thing ever?
It is weird. Randy, my very first concert ever, Garth Brooks. That's my very first concert.
You know what my first concert was?
He was a performer, man. That guy put on a show.
Yeah, that guy knew what he was doing.
Obviously. He knew what he was doing. Yeah.
My first concert?
Hmm.
Kenny Rogers.
There you go.
The Gambler. My parents took me and he was walking through the aisle and apparently like he was like high fiving all the kids. My parents shoved me into the aisle. I started crying uncontrollably. And then my dad had to go get me nachos to calm me down.
Good dad.
That's my Kenny Rogers story.
I love it.
Don't shove your kid out to meet the Gambler. God rest his soul. Because it may upset them, and you'd have to get processed cheese to calm them down.
Hilarious. Yeah. Yeah. You know what was one of the most interesting concert experiences of my life? And it's just had an impact on me.
White Zombie?
No, not White. I haven't seen them in concert.
I have.
Close to White Zombie, Neil Diamond. I went and saw Neil Diamond. And, dude, it was hilarious. I wish I had a decibel meter with me because I swear to you, peaks were maybe a calm 87 dB. It was just the most relaxed, nice-sounding, chill concert of all time. And I'm looking to my left and looking to my right. I'm clearly the youngest kid in the entire Coliseum, and everybody is just rocking out, and they're just like canes in the air, and like just go Neil.
Instead of the aroma that you normally smell like at a concert, you smell like Ben Gay.
It's like a little bit of
the
Ben
lights
Gay.
Go down, and all of a sudden it's just Ben Gay. Okay, here we go.
Mothballs and Ben Gay. Just
they're getting their backs loosened up.
I am a huge fan of Neil Diamond. I love Neil Diamond.
So one more story and then we'll let everybody go.
Okay.
So the White Zombie concert, Valentine's Day gift from the girl I was dating at the time. Great gift, by the way. Anyway, Filter opened up for him. You remember Filter? Hey, man, nice shot. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep.
So there was a group of guys that I knew that were there, probably 10. Some of them close friends, some of them like acquaintances, friends of friends. And this was back in, like, we're talking 96, maybe, 95, 96, where the mosh pit was like, that was a huge thing.
Yeah, so that was the thing to do.
And my buddies were pretty violent. One of my guys goes in there and Filter opens up. And I think they open with, "Hey man, nice shot." Mm-hmm. Everybody's going nuts. One of my friends and my friends comes out like this, covered in blood.
Oh, wow.
First song. Just got rocked in the
DMX, bam, yeah.
And he had to go to the hospital. Missed the entire, like, he got so messed up on the first song, and he was like, security was like holding him up, taking.
I remember that guy. I checked him so hard. I was like, "Hey,
I bet.
Hey, man, nice shot."
And he had your shirt off.
I did.
Yeah,
I did. Dude, that is crazy.
I guess we're going to end it up with felony assault at a concert.
Things not to do.
When I was at the Korn concert, my last concert I attended before this craziness happened with the global pandemic.
Yeah.
I had the greatest seats. I was in the first row behind general admission, and general admission wasn't that wide. And it was a last minute thing. I just went on, went to the show by myself. I could have thrown a football to Jonathan Davis.
That is awesome.
And there's all these guys like my age, right? And they're trying to start a mosh pit, and it was wildly unpopular.
Bones are cracking. Like, they're trying to get the motor started. There's a lot of flab kind of like, being thrown around.
They're like biker looking dudes, and they're trying to get and like three people participated, and two of the guys were best friends.
Like, guys, let's just enjoy the music. Let's calm down.
That it?
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on another episode of Ron and Randy's Audio Hour. My name is Ron. We have Randy here. Check out our YouTube channels. All the links that you need are provided down below. This podcast is available on all the major platforms. Hey, did you know Spotify is doing HD here pretty soon?
I just put that up on my community page.
Ooh. We should talk,
nice
we should talk about that later.
DMX that let us know.
It's a pretty big deal.
It's a huge deal.
They're a juggernaut, so it's about time that they...
They're the 800-pound gorilla.
They are. All right, guys. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you guys in the next episode.
Peace, people.